Good morning, people. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about dyslexia and alcohol. Beer, wine, let's get in and start having a good conversation. Okay, so this conversation is really kind of following on from yesterday's podcast all around nutrition and health and kind of my thoughts, what I've learned, what I've tried. And I wanted to do something similar around alcohol because it's a question that pops up, I think, in all of our minds quite a bit. You know, are we naturally more addictive personalities? Does alcohol actually improve us? And if so, why? What do we have to be careful for? Is beer, wine, or spirits better for us? What, you know, all these questions come up. And, you know, if I'm honest, the answers in the universe, when I say the universe, I mean the internet, are quite average. Let's be honest. Dyslexia doesn't have a huge amount of stuff around this part. There's a few people with a bit of conjecture and guessing and thoughts and ideas getting floated around. So in this episode, I really want to talk from my experience because, you know, without a hard amount of factual data, I can only talk from my experience and you may connect with the way I see the world and you may just know someone else's gone through similar challenges. So when it comes to alcohol, you know, going into my story a bit is, you know, I drank through my teenage years. I've drunk on and off since then. I found myself going through every version of alcohol that you can imagine. When I say that, what I mean is I've done a year without drinking at all. I've found myself drinking 7 days a week. I found myself drinking 1-2 days a week. You know, I've gone through all these different things and I've found over the years, depending on my emotional state and how my body's feeling, you know, and where my mind is more than anything, where my brain is at, alcohol's been used in a variety of ways. So when, you know, I've used it a lot, like what I find with my dyslexia is it can get overwhelming. You get stuck in your head, you're overthinking. And one of the benefits of alcohol is it does slow you down. You know, it releases a little bit of dopamine in your brain. It slows the way your brain waves work down. So you stop overthinking every small point. It's not the most healthy way to do it, let's be honest. But it does work. You know, you go into this real present person. You don't think about every action you're going to take, which can be dangerous, so be careful. But it is, you know, it does make you feel great and you stop overthinking. It's like turning off your brain for a little while. And it, you know, hey, that's attractive. That's attractive, especially when you're going through a period where you can't turn your brain off. You know, we've all been there where you feel like a week's gone by and you've just overthought everything and you get to the end of the week and go, what have I actually achieved? And you sometimes feel like you've achieved nothing. Sometimes you feel like you've gone backwards. And alcohol kind of, you know, has been a solution for many of us to slow that down. You know, you get to Friday, you have a few drinks. Now, some of us are more susceptible to things like alcoholism more than others. But and this is my opinion, I don't always know if we are technically alcoholics in the same sense that other people get very physically addicted to things. Like there are definitely certain people, and maybe some of them are dyslexics, that are physically addicted to a lot of things. Where I think our brains are so powerful is the way we visualize our past and our future. And so we kind of get stuck in our heads in the past. And if we've had great experiences where alcohol has really relieved stress, it's given us this freedom, you know, those pictures, you may not see them come into your brain, but they're very strong, they're very emotionally driven, and you drink. So it's not the chemicals per se of the alcohol itself that is driving you to keep drinking. It's this picture of a time where it all went fantastic and it gave you the relaxation. And I think our brains can be so quick to kind of hunt out a solution when we're going through a lot of stress. You know, it looks for what's the quickest solution in this specific moment. You don't even see this happening. Bum, bang, bang. You've got a beer in your hand or a glass of wine, whatever it is. Let's relax. That's kind of, you know, what goes through your head. And like I've gone through periods where, you know, I've been overstressed and over drinking. Like I was when I traveled over to Copenhagen to see a friend, I found myself drinking every day. You know, I was on the other side of the world. Although I was surrounded by friends, everything was out of my comfort zone. And at that point, I hadn't really learned how to deal with that. And it was like, sheesh. You know, I found myself, it was daily drinking, sometimes to excess, sometimes not. But there wasn't an external reason. It was all trying to solve an internal problem. And alcohol, you know, it's legal in every country as far as I'm aware, or most country, or not every country, but most countries. And it's something that we draw on because we've seen it, all the advertising, all those pictures affect us very heavily. Maybe not the words around it, but the pictures of people drinking and having fun. You know, all these things have been embedded into us for years. And our picture mind just picks up on that, picks up on the emotion we think they're feeling, and we build that story. So when it comes to alcohol, like it has an obvious effect on your brain chemistry. You know, reading some stuff before I did this episode, you know, it is very chemically effective to do what you use it for, which is to relax and to go forward. But again, what we have to be very careful is that we don't get into that reliance stage. And I don't want to call it an addiction per se, because what happens with us is we can do 5 days without it. You know, you can do, if you are starting to find yourself drinking too much, you can do 5 days without it. And then your brain goes, oh, I'm not an alcoholic. Or you come up with a term like I used to use, which is a functioning alcoholic, where, hey, I'm not too bad. I'm pretty good. My brain kind of still works. And you lie to yourself. You make, you know, humans are great at telling themselves stories to make themselves feel better. And, you know, I guess when it comes to alcohol, you might be asking that question, does he think I should drink? Or does he think he should drink? Or what's going through his head? Like, you know, to me, I've looked at it a lot, and I've tried it. I did 10 months sober last year, and hey, it was good. It was good. I didn't have a problem with it. I think once you're in the zone, you're actually fine. It's just getting over those first hurdles. You can get in the zone and keep going. Do I think it's necessary? I don't know. It really comes down to your own challenges. And what we're not great at is getting external advice on our behavior. You know, if you've got someone close to you who's going, you know, you should stop drinking, you're probably going in your head, no, you can't tell me what to do. You know, it's not going to happen. We're very stubborn in that way. And so you've got to kind of come across the reasoning yourself. And if you can come across this intrinsic reasoning in the outside world, you will drive yourself to slow down or stop. I personally find I'm better at going all in or all out. I don't know about you, just on anything I do, I'm either 100% invested, even if it's for a short time, or I'm 100%, it doesn't matter, I'm going to carry on with my life. And alcohol is no exception. You know, I've had more success in just drinking or not drinking. You know, and they go through different periods of my life have been one or the other. And you know, it's hard. Like, you know, we all go through hard times, and we look to something that's going to release the pain. And naturally, as human beings, we look for the external world. We look for the stuff outside of us. How can that help us? You know, it's why people get addicted to sex, smoking, drugs, alcohol, as opposed to going, how can we use something in our internal world to kind of solve it? And, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It gets tiring, tires down your nervous system, your body, because, you know, we don't always click how negative the impact is. We don't always see it. We're very, in a weird way, it's kind of in the moment. We don't always see what's kind of going on in the long term versus the short term. And it can be challenging. But I guess, you know, if I was to say to people, what would I recommend? Do you know what? There isn't a recommendation for every single dyslexic. You're all going to have different biochemistry. You're going to have different brain chemistry. You've got to be willing to be the scientist, but also understand you are the scientist. So be the person who's consciously watching yourself. Start to become aware of your habits. You know, how much did I drink in the last week? And really be honest about it, because we can very much say, oh yeah, I had 10 beers last week. And then if someone ever went back in time and counted, you know, the cans in your thing, you might find 25. And that's, you may have experienced that yourself or seen yourself doing that. We're very good having these storylines that aren't quite accurate. So what I would recommend is to really start to become that scientist if you are drinking. You know, ask yourself the questions. What would a scientist ask? Why did they choose to drink tonight? How many did they choose to drink? What was the effect? You know, start to become aware of your patterns around alcohol, because, you know, that awareness is the first step to go, okay, maybe I'll just stop between Monday and Friday if you're drinking a lot. Or maybe you'll say, hey, what if I just did a month off? And what you'll find is you'll probably stick at it longer. But what if I did a month off? Could I challenge myself as a scientist to experiment on this? You know, or maybe I'm going to be more conscious when I do drink. I'm not going to drink for the sake of it. I'm going to use it to enhance my ability. And maybe that doesn't mean getting completely smashed. Maybe it means I'm going to have a couple of beers while I'm studying to relax my brain and allow me to go forward. I'm not saying it's the best solution at all. I guess what I'm saying is start to be more conscious of what you're doing. Start to become that conscious scientist of your life and start watching how you drink. Because it's, you know, it's like everything. We're on a journey. Nothing is black or white. You know, abstaining for everything in life is very challenging, and it'll probably cause more stress than anything else. But, you know, if you keep going through life on like an unconscious level, you just keep following the things. That's where we build up all the stress, and that's where alcohol sometimes comes in. I find into my body is that you go through a week and you go, what did I achieve? You know, was this on the plan? Was this my vision? Was this what I wanted? How did I get here? And then you see yourself using alcohol because you get stuck in this shitty cycle, is the only term I can say. And, you know, I've gone through it. I've gone through good times of not drinking. I've gone through good times of drinking. It's a journey. Like, you know, you're going to go through different things, but I think it's about being aware of it. But what I, you know, something I do want to finish on that is, what you do notice over time is a hangover affects you a lot more, in that, like, you know, we become a bit impulsive, a bit irrational with the way our heads work. You know, if you're already jumping at people, overreacting, etc., because someone's kind of broken into your space for whatever reason, you'll find if you're hungover, that's going to happen a lot more. I don't need to tell you that, I'm sure, but you need to be very aware of it. If you are going to be really hungover, have a plan. At least make sure people are aware of overreacting. There's a great video on The Truth About Dyslexia YouTube channel about overreacting. Let's just say alcohol will increase that process afterwards. You've kind of got less functions to, you know, a lot of the way you act as a dyslexic is going to be driven by, you're actually holding yourself back sometimes, because if you did let yourself completely loose, you know, gosh knows what would happen. Or that's at least how I used to feel. It's like if I was just exactly what I, you know, if I didn't have any social filters, what would the world become? So I think just be very aware of that if you're hungover. Make sure people around you are aware. Especially if you're drinking that much, it's important. So I know this is a bit of a random episode on the world of dyslexia and alcohol. To be honest, there's not a huge amount of research on it from what I can find. And the research that's out there is pretty average. It doesn't seem to have done a lot of stuff on it. All I can do is give you my experience. And if you've got any thoughts, chuck it up in the Adult Dyslexia Secrets group. I'm always really interested to learn from experience. I think we're going into a world where we value learning from people's experiences as much as we do from the doctors and the scientists. You know, we respect the people who have gone through it on the ground, who want to share, as opposed to just this science that doesn't always seem to stack up. So I hope you're getting value from this podcast. If you are, really appreciate a share or a like or a review on Apple or Spotify or whatever you're using. It all really helps more people get to know about this content and, you know, hopefully give them some hope. Thank you.